Good morning. Temperatures drop back overnight into the 20s and lower 30s across interior New York and New England, and now clouds are beginning to thicken as the storm system tracks down the Ohio Valley and along the Mason-Dixon line. There will be areas of black ice early this morning, so if you do have to be outdoors, be cautious of some slippery spots due to the melting snow from yesterday refreezing during the overnight period. Precipitation is pushing up into the southern tier with that disturbance working off to our south and will continue to slide into the southern and central Catskills and also the mid and lower Hudson Valley and eventually southern New England. Readings will start to climb after sunrise, but initially we could see a period of some light wet snow in these locations before a transition to just rain showers. North of I-90 and farther away from the storm track, we will have mostly cloudy skies today, but it will stay dry in the Adirondacks, the Champlain Valley, and northern New England. Most everyone will see temperatures climb into the lower to mid-40s on average for daytime highs. The storm system will depart off the eastern seaboard tonight. Still some leftover showers in southern New England this evening, but clouds will tend to break up a bit during the overnight period to allow temperatures to drop back into the upper 20s and lower 30s once again. On Thursday, we'll start off with a little bit of sunshine, then a weak front will approach from the west. Skies will become mostly cloudy during the afternoon, and it will be a bit milder with highs reaching to about 50, but as that front draws closer, we do run the risk of a few light rain showers, especially across the northern half of the area on Thursday afternoon. Another disturbance will swing off to our south on Friday with a few showers, otherwise mostly cloudy skies and highs in the lower 50s. Right now, it looks like we'll have a dry start to the weekend on Saturday, although sunshine will give way to increasing clouds in the lower to mid-50s, which will lead to a good chance of rain on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a strengthening upper-level trough will push slowly southward across much of the West Coast today, including the Great Basin and Northern Rockies, as we head into the next couple of days. This will drive an unsettled weather pattern throughout the Intermountain West with numerous rain showers across the lower elevations and accumulating snow for the higher terrain. In fact, another 1 to 2 feet of snow is expected locally across the Sierra Nevada and the Wasatch. Within this pattern, temperatures are expected to remain well below average across most of the West and especially the Southwest through the remainder of the week. In contrast to this, well above average temperatures will stretch through the southern plains and lower Mississippi Valley today. Meanwhile, much cooler temperatures will move into the northern plains as a strong cold front presses southward across the region. An area of low pressure moving along the front will support some accumulating snow into early tomorrow from the northern plains across the upper Mississippi Valley and upper Great Lakes. At Mount Washington this morning, 40 miles visibility under mostly cloudy skies and 14 degrees with a southeast wind at 8 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, mostly cloudy and 31 below zero. In Albany on the hour, a half mile visibility and fog under mostly cloudy skies and 29 degrees, the dew point 25, 85% relative humidity, a north wind at 5 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.15 inches and falling. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with rain in the mid-40s, Boston cloudy with a chance of showers in the lower 40s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with highs in the lower 50s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday 43 degrees, the low 33, the average temperature 38, that's right on normal for this time of year. Just a trace of precipitation yesterday, a trace of snowfall, still 6.4 inches now for the month, which is 3 inches of snow below normal for March to this point, and 48.7 inches for the season, which is 7.6 inches of snow below normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 48 degrees, the average low, 29. The record high, 74, set in 1910, and the record low, 0, in 1875. Sunrise this morning was at 6:49 a.m., sunset this evening 7:14 p.m., 12 hours and 25 minutes of daylight, an increase of 3 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Partly sunny today with highs in the lower to mid 40s. Becoming partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with rain and a little wet snow today and highs in the lower to mid 40s. A few rain and snow showers tonight, lows in the lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley, west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, mostly cloudy, a few showers possible today with highs in the mid-40s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with rain and some wet snow today with highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. A few rain and snow showers tonight, lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly cloudy with a few showers possible today with highs in the lower 40s. Mostly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy and a bit milder with some showers through the northern half of the area, highs near 50. Mostly cloudy with a few showers to the south on Friday, lower 50s. Sunshine giving way to increasing clouds Saturday, lower to mid-50s. A good chance of rain on Sunday near 50. A few rain or snow showers Monday, back into the upper 40s. And a mix of sun and clouds, lower 50s on Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.